people are always saying, Jimmy, are you worried about AI and what it can do? And I say, can I do a Friday morning sports show here on KGNU? No. Until it can do that, let me know. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, and welcome to the best sports show here on KGNU. No need to double check on all those other sports shows here on KGNU or lack thereof. But you know we always have the biggest sports news and stories from across the Front Range here on this show. Today, one of the biggest sports stories, not just here in Colorado, but nationwide, comes out of Boulder, right here in our hometown, from the University of Colorado. Now, I know the last few sports talks have been about the Colorado Buffaloes. The women's basketball team and everything they've been doing has gotten a lot of attention, and I hate to sound like a homer, because that is the school I go to. But we're going to do another one on the University of Colorado because the hype around the football team has reached the highest peak yet in this new Coach Prime era. It was just announced on Thursday that the spring game has been sold out. The spring game! Over 45,000 tickets have been sold, absolutely shattering their previous record of 17,800 that were sold in 2008. And for those who don't know, the spring game is a scrimmage. They're calling it the black and gold game, but it's a scrimmage, and sometimes it's not even a scrimmage. Last year in 2022, it was mostly just drills for the offense and defense. And the only thing that looked like a game was the fact that Ralphie ran, and she was still kind of small. We're expecting a bigger Ralphie this time. One of the major things missing from last year's game, though, fans. Just over 1,900 people showed up for that last game. In fact, this year's count of 45,000 fans is more than the last 9 spring games combined. Demand for this game has been so high that the university is charging for attendance. Students get in free, but that's around 6,000 tickets, and that filled up very quick. Seats were still on the cheaper side, just $10 for general admission, but the fact that they were even charging is very unusual. CU hasn't charged for a spring game since the 1980s. But those in attendance won't be the only ones who get to view this game. The spring game will also be nationally televised on ESPN for everyone to see. It is the only spring game ESPN will be showing leading up to the college football season. And just a casual reminder that this team went 1-11 last year. They won one game. This kind of attention for a team like Colorado is beyond unheard of. The hype is on another planet. Merchandise sales are up. Season ticket sales are up. And I promise you right now, there will be a very significant jump in admission because time and time again, whether you like it or not, a good football team leads to higher applications. New eyes are already coming to Boulder for the team. 22% of the spring game's tickets purchases are coming from new customers. Change is coming, people. And as Coach Prime said, he's coming. And that is just about all I got for you today here on this fine Friday morning. You have been listening to Sports Talk. I have been your host, Jimmy Searfoss, here on KGNU. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for more.